left to Sirius.
It's 5:30 in the morning and low tide at Sage Beach, next to the Sitka Sound Science Center. Researchers from the Science Center, UC Santa Cruz, and the University of Alaska Southeast have laid out a grid of measuring tape and are crouched over the rock, taking a look at what the low tide has exposed. Maya George is a researcher at UC Santa Cruz.
Every 10 centimeters, we're going to identify exactly what's under that point and then what the two nearest things are to it.
This is called a biodiversity survey. Through this method, researchers can get a sense of just about every species in the intertidal zone, that area between high and low tide that's home to sea anemones and sea stars, hermit crabs, and rockweed.
We have sites like this actually up and down the entire West Coast. Gives us a nice view of what the intertidal looks like here today.
But the project is also a window into the past, part of an effort to remind Sitkans that, in the words of Lisa Bush, director of the Science Center,
Sitka has a great connection to a very, very important chapter in the history of science.
That connection dates back to 1939, when Ed Ricketts and Jack Calvin published a book called Between Pacific Tides and transformed the study of marine biology.
What was so amazing about what they did was the way they grouped things together. They didn't just come up with a list of everything they saw. They grouped things together in terms of community, in terms of ecology. Well, this was not a word that was frequently used at the time in the 30s, and it was very, very controversial.
Ricketts and Calvin surveyed the intertidal zone from northern Mexico up to Sitka and organized plants and animals by habitat, grouping organisms together as they found them. This way of thinking about species, emphasizing the interconnectedness of animals and their environment, is so central to biology today that it's hard to imagine looking at the world without it. But at the time, Calvin and Ricketts had trouble even getting their work published. Now, more than seven decades later, the textbook is in its fifth printing.
Every marine biologist in the U.S. has it on their bookshelf.
For Ed Ricketts, coming up to Sitka was fundamental.
You can see that much of how Between Pacific Tides was put together, his thoughts really gelled and crystallized right here in Sitka.
Marnie Chapman is part of the natural sciences faculty at the University of Alaska Southeast.
But it's interesting to go back and realize that this is where it all came together for him, and he put it all together here, so that's really cool.
In the 1920s and 30s, Ricketts and Calvin were part of an intellectual circle in Monterey, California, that included the writer John Steinbeck, author of The Grapes of Wrath, the mythologist Joseph Campbell, and the composer John Cage.
Ed Ricketts, he was a real Renaissance man. He was really interested in where ideas and music and art overlap.
Ricketts became a cult figure after Steinbeck immortalized him in the novel Cannery Row as Doc Ricketts. Steinbeck wrote, "He wears a beard and his face is half Christ and half satyr, and his face tells the truth." There's now a life-size bust of Ricketts in Monterey. As for Jack Calvin,
Jack Calvin has kind of been forgotten in Monterey. Now, he's not forgotten here in Sitka.
Calvin married a woman from Sitka, Sasha Kashevarov, and the couple moved up here, where Calvin eventually became one of the founders of the Sitka Conservation Society and a leading force in the creation of the West Chichagof Wilderness Area. In 1932, Jack and Sasha Calvin brought Ricketts and Joseph Campbell up the coast from Puget Sound on their boat for a 10-week expedition surveying the intertidal zone.
So it would be great to be a fly on the wall. Really interesting conversations, I bet, they were having.
That's Sitka-based marine biologist Jan Straley. Straley realized there had been no formal survey of the area's intertidal zones since Calvin and Ricketts.
A light bulb just went off, and I said, we should just resurvey those areas because it was pre-sea otters. Pre-sea otters being reintroduced to Sitka Sound. It was pre-war. Who knows? You know, things could have been totally different.
So now, 80 years after Calvin and Ricketts did their survey, the Sitka Sound Science Center has partnered with researchers from UC Santa Cruz to return to many of the same places. The researchers will compare what they find now to Ricketts and Calvin's observations 80 years ago and establish a baseline for future studies.
This is the long-term survey, and this is done every year.
Besides the biodiversity survey, the researchers also set up plots on the beach for long-term monitoring. They'll return to these same plots year after year, taking photos and tracking changes. Melissa Miner is running the project.
That is to get an idea of what normal natural change is, and then if there's some disturbance, like an oil spill or something, then we'll have this record of the natural change, and we can compare that to what we see when a disturbance happens.
Lisa Bush says it's important for Sitka to remember its place in the history of marine biology and to continue that work going forward.
I think as a community that is so dependent on natural resources, especially ocean resources, we have a particular interest in the work of Ricketts and Calvin, the grandpas of modern marine ecology.
In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.